Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another reality show hosted by Golden Hawk. Join Golden Hawk as she travels down the rabbit hole exploring many of life's mysteries and adventures. Because here at another reality show, we're not afraid to let our imagination soar and our intuition run wild. So relax, get comfortable, because for the next 2 hours, we're inviting you to open your heart, spread your wings, and fly. And now, here's Golden Hawk.
Hello! Hello, everybody! Yay! Happy Thanksgiving, everybody! Yes, indeed. Happy Thanksgiving 2011. Wow. Wow. You know, wow. we are coming down to the closing of this year, and tremendous shifting going on. And I'll tell you, the more I experience it personally, the more I share it on the radio and on Facebook, the more it becomes clear to me that we are all going through this shifting. And there's some comfort in that, because it almost seems like each one of us brings a piece of the wisdom that it's not that it changes the experience for us, but really it does. It's like, for me, once someone says something that it's like, you know, it's okay when you're integrating, you know, to basically go into stupid mode where you can't put a sentence together and you can't string, you know, 7 words together to make a thought. When someone tells me that, it's unbelievably comforting to me, because, you know, A, I realize, okay, let's, you know, with all the talking that I do, well, let's not talk today if I'm deeply integrating, because I can't anyways. So, but what I mean is it's the knowing that it's okay, because in my own head, if I can't speak a word after going through some serious, you know, shifting, you know, my mind wants to go into the criticism and go, you know, look at you, there you are screwing up again, you can't get it right. You know, it's like the old tape wants to come up, but the minute I have the wisdom from somebody who has been experiencing this transitioning themselves, I mean, I am finding the heart, the wisdom of the heart, the wisdom of the soul is clearly going, mind, take a break. We're going to chill today. You know, so it's just the silence without the being beat up by myself or by my mind. And it's extraordinary. Now, we're going to go deep into this tonight. What I want to do is I'm going to definitely introduce the guest, my guest, my co-host, my best friend. I mean, so many beautiful adjectives to describe the beautiful Janine Kimmel. Okay, welcome to the show, Janine.
Hi there. Happy Thanksgiving. And hello, everybody. Yes,
yeah.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here. It was a invitation that I really wanted to accept, because I just thought, to be live on Thanksgiving night just feels right. And any listeners, you know, I hope we're, you know, pulling you in and making you feel, you know, welcome. And we want to say hello to everybody. And so it felt really good to be here tonight live. So
awesome.
I'm happy to be here.
We are delighted to
have
you.
Talk about integrating, and we will. I'm sure we're going to get into that, because I think that's important process to sort of, yet to even know that it's going on for you, for somebody, because they may misinterpret what's happening to them, and you know, and I think when you need to integrate, you need to integrate. So.
Yes.
Yeah, so that'll be good to talk about.
Yes. And you know, yes. Well, okay, and we'll definitely going to talk about this, because it's just so helpful to have the wisdom. What you guys all do with it is, you know, that's the free will part, but like, let's bring the wisdom in. Okay, I have an announcement to make. Monday night, which would be November 28th, I got a nanny gig. They need me for something. They're not going to be around. Anya and Sahana's parents need me. So because of that, what we're going to do is We're going to rebroadcast last week's show of the Mystical Mother Earth Show again on Monday night because it was such a powerful show. And then we're going to go live Tuesday night. So we're going to keep the continuity up. We'll definitely still play an episode for, you know, all of you that, you know, like to hear us and stuff and find the wisdom that we share. And then we'll be live on Tuesday night. And if you can't make it live with us Tuesday night, the archives, you know, will be up within 5 minutes after the show ends. So we just wanted to make that announcement because right now, because my plans are that I am moving to North Carolina, I got to take every nanny gig I can take because I'm stockpiling the bank account so I can have enough money to live for a few months so I can find a job when I get down there. Anyways, so that's that. That's that announcement. Another announcement we want to do is literally from Janine and my heart, the deepest and sincerest welcoming and appreciation and gratitude for the listeners that share with us their journey as me and Janine share our journey. We'd like to give a personal shout out to Michelle, Susan, Simon, Kathy G, Polar Bear, and some new listeners, Christopher and Regina, and Stephanie. We really, really appreciate, you know, not just that you know, continue support by coming back and listening to the show, but continued support by sharing your own stories and your own experiences.
Yeah.
Because that is, hands down, without a doubt, the intention of both Janine and I, that this become, this whole, the radio show business should be experiential. And whether you're sharing on Facebook or you're calling in or emails, I really am deeply touched by all of you guys.
Did you say Simon?
I did say Simon, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Great, okay. And Kevin, maybe?
Kevin? I didn't say Kevin. Yes. Good.
I don't know
if you're
listening,
Kevin, but from Atlantis. Atlantis.
From Florida.
Atlanta. Yes. Our dear friend Kevin. And listen, if I forget you, shoot me a Facebook or something, and I will say it to you. You know, I'll be checking Facebook throughout the night. I mean, no disrespect for anybody that I miss.
Yeah.
It's really about sharing our, we're deeply in gratitude. I'm personally, I love you guys. I love the sharing. The sharing really is, it just takes it to a whole new level for me and Janine. And it's amazing. And here we are. It's the night of gratitude. Because another thing is, too, I want to open up the, you know, well, both Janine and I, we want to open up the phone lines tonight. Oh, look at them. Starting up my own.
What are you doing?
I started up a Blog Talk Radio episode of us. Don't mind me. I'm click happy. I want to invite people to call in, and if they're, you know, if you're open to it, give a shout out of gratitude of your own to your family, pets, to yourself, to your creator, to your star seeds, to anybody you want. You know. To Mother Nature, because it's this is really this tonight especially we're the focus is going to continue to come back to the gratitude for everything that we have, you know, and I mean everything, you know, down to the nuts and the bolts and you know, all the deep stuff that makes this life here on planet Earth everything it is. So the number to call in is 646-929-2084. And if you want to share it live on the air, press 1. Okay, so that's the announcement. Now, many of you have been, you know, kind of, Monday night show was really, really pretty wild in from a frequency point of view, from experiential, I was just knocked over, blown out of the wall, out of the water with the whole, you know, I got a job, I lost a job, and there was a lot of integrating, and what I'm going to do is I just kind of want to give you kind of a background to some of the experience I was going on that I wasn't necessarily mentioning on the air. You know what? We got callers, though. I want the callers, even though we normally do it the first 2 hours, let's bring them on.
Sure.
Yeah, this is a day of callers. Okay, area code 386, you are on the air live.
Hi, Goldie, this is Art.
Hey, Art! Oh, and thank you, Art. God bless.
You're welcome.
Hello,
yes.
Art.
I
How
enjoy
are you?
Your show all the time, you know that.
I do know that. There's so much love and it's so unconditional from you. That I forgot to put you and the boys down. Yeah. Namaste, Art.
Same to you. Have a lovely
happy Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
how you guys doing?
Doing wonderful. Yeah, I got the wood stove on tonight. It's a little chilly.
Yeah. Hey, I am moving to North Carolina.
I know. I heard it.
You realize that's 9 hours closer.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot closer.
That's a lot closer. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, we'll talk. We'll so talk.
Yeah. You can tell Janine
where we're located. Pardon?
You can tell Janine where we're located.
Thank you.
Yes, definitely. You want me to tell you? I don't want to say it on the air unless you say it. I wouldn't say it on the air if you don't want me to, though.
Okay, that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
it's okay
to say? The radio, so that's the definite. So that'll be good. No matter where he is, we'll be on the radio.
Yep. But I enjoy listening to you all the time.
I know you do, my friend. Yeah. Yeah, Art is hands down he's an earth keeper of peace. I mean, he's just been significant. Yeah, he walks his talk, and he's been walking it for 25, 30 years. I mean,
that's true.
Yeah. The gentleness in Art is and his sons really apparent.
Live totally in nature, 20 miles from town.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
When I'm talking literally, they live without running water for like 5-7 years.
5 years, yeah.
5 years, yeah. I knew it was, I mean, a significant time, you know. I mean, so, and not that, you know, it's funny, you know, not that I'm trying to say, oh, and that makes them part of it, but, you know, it's like he just works with the whole presence of, he works with what he has, and, you know, it's not about going out and buying what he wants. Pardon?
I know that we're taken care of.
There it is. Right. So
I lived here 5 years without running water and electricity.
And you have internet? You have internet, though, right?
This was back in the 70s.
Oh, okay.
I tried to get it, but I was turned down. So, but I knew that we were taken care of. I know we're all one.
Oh.
And I know we're taken care of.
Right on.
And we
were.
And
taking care of others. I mean, clearly, from a frequency point of view. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're space holders.
Yeah.
and clearly, the space is expanding.
Absolutely. Yeah. It needs to expand more with Josh and John with their music because it's getting loud.
Well, what they do is they need a bigger venue to express it.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. You know, as soon as they get something recorded, we'll play it, too. I mean, that invitation is open, definitely.
Janine.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, Art. I super appreciate it. And I so apologize for not having your name. You are truly a significant part of the presence of the show, and I appreciate you deeply.
Okay. Have fun.
Thank you,
Art.
Okay,
bye.
Yes, God bless. God bless going through integration. Art, yes. It's so funny because the ones you're most comfortable with, you know, will often be the one, I know this from, like, childcare.
Mm-hmm.
The kids that are the most well-behaved and, you know, they just do their own thing. You tend to just, you know, your eyes will go right over them because they're very self-sufficient, you know. You know, but we love Art. I love Art deeply. You know, He has walked me through many an initiation when you know, my mind was reeling, and just brought me back down into a grounded space.
Nice.
Which you know, I really recommend everybody at some level. And this is interesting because everybody kind of knows, you know, I am all about the, you know, this is my ascension, I'm doing it for me. But I am really learning, like, I don't know, the frequency I'm in now, it is very much having to do with other people, you know, for me, having a resonance with other people, because I'm understanding, you know, Janine is tremendously showing me aspects of myself that I can't see from the inside. It's like I really do need somebody from the outside who understands my journey to help me just see it. I'll make the choices of, you know, which direction to go in, but it's changing my life to have somebody go, okay, listen, here's a spotlight, you know, and you know, what you think is so wrong is really, you know, not that, you know, you're really on track, Goldie. Because it seems like a lot of this ascension process and integration process triggers belief systems that the action itself that we're going through feels like, you know, like we're doing something wrong. When, you know, the clarity comes through, it's like, no, not doing nothing wrong. You're doing everything right. And that's why these experiences are happening. And, you know, that's the part that I highly recommend having in your life. Somebody that can flip. It's not changing the experience. It's just flipping the awareness button on that it's really a significant part. And, you know, it's I don't want to say it's a good thing, because I'm trying to stay away from good and bad.
Yeah,
but it's,
yeah, yeah.
You know, but it's just not what it appears to be from the conditioning.
It's almost like when, you know, I'll see something happening that you might interpret as uh-oh or oh, and I'll say, oh no, it's exactly perfect, you know, and it's moving you through something that needed to come to surface, and it's on its way out, literally, and it really brings you into clarity of like, oh, just okay, accept this, go right through it, and it's with more ease then, you know, so I mean, and clearly we both experienced it in the last 2 weeks, but then sort of it was really powerful what, you know, the whole like last week and what you experienced,
yeah.
and then you're into, and then I noticed when I heard you, I was like, I didn't even think about this. I knew, I was like, she's integrating, because you couldn't even, you were sort of like, I'm checking, you needed to check out for the day. And even if you
I got to just share the background of it. Janine called me up to share the beautiful connection,
sharing.
Her and Simon. Oh, it was beautiful. And it was the day after the show. It was Tuesday morning or Tuesday afternoon. And she called to share with me some of the, you know, the communication. And I went into like this analyzing thing. I was bouncing against the wall, talking some kind of nonsense. Hello? Janine? Sweetie, we lost you. Call back, babe. Call back. While she's calling back, I couldn't form sentences. I was, you know, trying to, I mean, from my head, I was like, I was just analyzing the connection, and I was tripping on myself. I was just a mess. And, you know, Janine literally was like, you're integrating, because, I mean, everything had moved so quickly from the weekend where, Because the one thing that, oh, okay, she called from, oh, wait. Wait a minute. There you go.
I'm here.
You're there. Okay.
Yeah.
The one thing that she had showed me was that, and this is important for everybody to know, when you start taking the action steps, you know, things of, you know, significant, whether you're letting go of a relationship, because that was something that me and Michelle were definitely going back and forth with our in Facebook about, that when we don't want to create from the pain body anymore. Now, what's so interesting is, though, when you start taking significant actions and you stick with it, I don't mean like you take an action for like 3 days and then, okay, then you break down and you call the relationship because you're like, well, I know it's not the one that I really want, but I don't want to be alone, so you call them. But when you stick with the quote-unquote the right action, the action that's letting go of the pain body,
mm-hmm.
it will start changing you. Like, your chemistry will start changing. And during these periods when your chemistry is changing, you could sleep more, you could catch a flu, or, you know, what appears to be like flu-like conditions. You know, I'm assuming it can manifest in many ways, but, you know, it's almost like, oh, you know, God, what, you know, what you would think, you know, if it's almost like, think about it this way, like, if you, when you first quit an addiction, like, whether it's alcohol or smoking, you know, there's a period in the time where the body has to release the toxins that on some level have been suppressed through the addiction. And so now you're giving your body time to, like, breathe. And you'd be surprised how many emotional choices we're making, at least from my perspective, that have an effect on my physical being. You know, so in the beginning, it's really kind of that integration can, you know, can knock you on your socks. And, you know, it's not you're not being punished or anything. That it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Because, like, one of the things that I'm starting to get, and I know it doesn't sound like it based on the way I'm talking, the integration, all right, well, and I want to make sure that you guys have a full, last week's events, I'm going to give you, like, a quick rundown. Okay, last week, my cousins that I have not seen in 10 years come to my house with their babies, and they each have a child. Me and my father have this incredible blowout. It basically triggers a part of me that, you know, he referenced me as being a loser, and the things that I hold sacred he considers, you know, having of no value, because spirituality to him does not equate to financial success. So emotion, spirituality, all of that, you know, to the engineer that my father is, has no bearing of a significant part in life. And what it triggered in me was the part of me that when I was a child truly just wanted to commit suicide. Because it was a weird trigger. Like, they had shown up Wednesday. I had looked at my cousins, who, of course, they know us, you know, because I was like, are you guys going to leave now that we fought? And, you know, I haven't seen them in 10 years. And, you know, they both looked at me and go, we know you. You know, this is Uncle Fred and Goldie. Like, okay, you guys are fighting. Like, so what else is new? And I'm like, oh, wow, okay. So that was the first thing that I felt good about. But as soon as they left, I mean, it was like I really just had it, and, you know, up to my neck. I was like, I can't do this polarity game, you know, anymore. I just can't do this polarity game. And I had called Janine and, you know, was really quite honest with her. And I was like, you know, here's the crazy part. You know, I feel like I want to commit suicide. And the truth is, I'm not afraid to do it. I mean, you know, she was on the phone with me, and, you know, she was so clear and when she said, hey, listen, you're feeling it, so we're not going to shun this feeling. we're going to allow it to come in. And she allowed me to talk about different ways that I wanted to do it. And it was, you know, it seems to me that every time I go through these deep things, like when Dakini disappeared and I talked with Janine, I had that fear and that paranoia. And I remember saying to myself, this is what it used to feel like when I was on drugs all the time. Well, the feeling that came up on Wednesday night was just a total, like, the world doesn't get me, you know, what am I doing here? Truth be told, I don't want to be here. I want to get the hell out. And we discussed it, and we gave it truly a valuable space where Janine never said, don't say that. She went, all right, let's talk about it. And I did. And, you know, and it's who I am today. I'm not afraid of death. And I'm like going, you know, it would just be easier if I would just check out. You know, I love you guys, but listen, I'll help you from the other side. And I'll be the wind that shapes the leaves. Now, the reason why this is so important is that was Wednesday night. Then we do the show on Thursday with Nancy Ward, who, you know, that show went marvelous. But I ended up calling Greg from North Carolina that night, and it was that night, the following day, that the whole magical opportunity of me moving down to North Carolina presented itself. And it's like, you know, when they have that saying, it's darkest before the dawn, holy moly, I mean, literally, I'm contemplating suicide, and I'm contemplating it. You know, I do everything balls to the walls, just so you guys know. I'm not playing with it. You know, I was contemplating, I'm done. I just don't care anymore what the world is going through. I'm done. To the following day, having an opportunity to revisit, you know, a relationship that I haven't experienced in 16 years. It'll be 17 years on my birthday. And not just that, but moving out of my father's house into a space where, you know, like as the weeks go on, I'll share more and more information, but essentially I'll be staying at Greg's house because he's a 18-wheeler truck driver, and he's on the road like 85% of the time, if not 90% of the time. So he really just wants somebody in his house, you know, taking care of his house. So it's essentially similar to what I have at my dad's house, except where my dad, I live in two rooms. I live in my bedroom, and I live in the room that I'm doing the show from. And the rest of the house, you know, is literally, my father has told me, you know, don't change anything. He very much likes it the way it was prior to my mother's death, which was 11 years ago. And listen, it's his house. He pays the bills. He can make those choices. But it's like my energy field is getting to the point where I'm the chick in the egg, and it's like his house and his limitations of how he wants the house to be expressed really don't fit for me anymore. One of the things I was joking about with Janine is I said, and Michelle even caught this on the air for Monday night show, is that opportunities in Connecticut are drying up for me. I mean, I can't get a job, you know, relationships aren't happening for me here, and living where I'm living is just no longer comfortable. But the amazing part was, okay, so I get the opportunity with Greg Thursday, and as soon as that opportunity comes, 2 days later, I'm now, you know, I have the job, which was, you know, going to be a temporary job until I moved to North Carolina. I have, you know, the whatchamacallit, the Hollywood producer emailing me, you know, asking me about my radio show. It's like, you know, all of a sudden it went, the whole pendulum went, it completely swung to the other side. And then by Sunday night or by Monday night, I had quit the job because they wanted to know if I had a grasp on reality. Mm-hmm. Because of the nature of me sharing about my my extraterrestrial experiences and my alien experience. And it's like, you know, everything is moving at lightning speed, because after Monday, and all this has transpired, you know, from 0 to 60 in 8.9 seconds, you know, Janine calls me Tuesday afternoon, and I can't even speak. But what I got yesterday and what I got this from is from totally synchronistic experiences that were happening all in my world, is that from the time I was like 15 till about, I guess about 25, 30, my birth name was Cindy, which in and of itself is, you know, that's an okay name. I mean, it's neither here nor there to me. Everybody in my world, though, called me Sin. I mean, my father to this day still calls me Sin. He's the only one I let do that because, for the obvious reasons, you know, he was kind of there at the placement of that name. And I've spoken to many people, including people with names of Cindy, that have said, "Wow, I've never been called Sin," and I was called Sin my whole life. And so when I reached a point in my awakening. The reason why, you know, I didn't just, you know, wake up one day and go, I'd like to be called a bird. I did wake up one day and said, I refuse to acknowledge my existence through the confirmation of when people say sin, I say, yes, what do you want? I didn't want to be affiliated with sin. Well, but what's very interesting is that whole suicidal aspect of who I am, that is Sin 69. That used to be my number on my softball shirts. Anything I was doing, if I was, you know, on a bowling team, I always associated myself, Sin 69, Sin 69. And I totally got yesterday that what I was integrating this whole weekend, starting from when Virginia and Jennifer came up on Wednesday, was Sin 69. And I'll tell you, when you're integrating the aspects, these fractured aspects of yourself that are the aspects that where you dumped all your pain, it's like Sin 69 is the aspect of me that is suicidal. And I have been suicidal almost my entire life, but significantly since puberty. And I would say just within the last couple of years, you know, it's tapered off. But from like 13 to 30, you know, it was a major factor in my life that I just did not want to be here. So the integration is, you know, it's no longer about, you know, I'm not acknowledging Sin 69. It's really about Golden Hawk is actually strong enough, steady enough, and clear enough to embody Sin 69. And that's exactly what was going on. You know, and I'll be honest with you, it's not like it hits a point and it just stops. It's still happening today. I mean, I can feel it, you know, where I'm, like today I felt much lighter. I went to the woods today and it was like, wow, the joints in my body definitely felt, you know, more flexible. Lately, I've been speaking to a lot of people. If I felt very heavy, my body just felt like gravity got turned up a notch, and you know, just you know, walking from the bedroom to the bathroom was like, God, what is the burden I am carrying? I can remember saying that to myself, going, I've got a burden on me because I feel so heavy, and it's the energetic integration of, you know, all the heaviness of an aspect of me that literally is like the suicidal aspect of me. Mm. And, it's truly powerful. I to do it on the air, and I believe Simon is doing this with me. I believe Michelle is doing this with me. And I'm sure there's people on the air that, you know, in the audience, I mean, that are feeling this. Because, see, we're no longer at a point where, you know, we're choosing to do this work. This is happening on a global level. Whether it doesn't matter if you're conscious of it or not, we are integrating. That's what the ascension is. The ascension is all the pieces that we kind of fragmented out in order to have a polarized experience are coming back. And that's why I say, you know, I'm so delighted that me and Janine do these shows, because I'm happy to share, you know, what it looks like to basically, you know, go into a state of stupid, because that's what it feels like, or go into a complete state of, you know, suicide. You know, I mean, when you feel these things, what I recommend, and then I want Janine to share, because her brilliance and her ability to really navigate with a presence when I was going through this, is just it's monumental in helping me, I don't want to say get through it as quickly as possible, but get through it with as much clarity as possible. And it seems that when we don't resist it, it really happens much faster. I mean, because once you're not beating yourself up over feelings that, you know, might not feel so good, they seem to integrate a lot quicker. But again, I don't think it needs our conscious approval to do this. It's doing this. Life is integrating. There's no choice. Now, I don't know if life is integrating if we indeed pass over. I can't speak for those on the other side of the veil. But on this side of the veil, the integration is happening, and it's an exquisite thing that is happening, because I'm finding my compassion is growing. The sea legs that I keep referencing of you know, having the ability to be authentic in the world and not let the outside world shake you is in direct correlation to your ability to integrate these aspects that want to come home. And I really believe the aspect set it up that my cousins came over on Wednesday. They even set up the fight. It's like you start seeing things from an orchestrated point of view and go, because it's got to get triggered in you. And then when it's triggered, it has the ability to be integrated. And one of the things that I, you know, can't emphasize enough is that this is not about shunning these parts of ourselves anymore. It really is about opening up your own heart to parts of yourself that at one point you might have pushed out, but that point is no longer here. The point now is they want to come home. And, you know, I know it sounds like I'm speaking like we're all, you know, schizophrenics, and because one of the examples we were using this weekend when me and Janine were talking, or this week, was I feel like Sybil, you know, because I, you know, to integrate the part of me that was suicidal, which I know from my own experience is such a big part of my experience, but this is the part of me that I'm not going to talk to people about. You're not going to know this if you know, if you meet me at a restaurant or whatever, you know, if you're in my life kind of topically. But if you're honest with yourself, I mean, which I am, it's like, this is a huge part of my experience in this lifetime, a huge aspect. And with it is coming huge clarity as sin now becomes part of Goldie. You know, I am seeing frequencies shifting in the water. That's why I was by the reservoir. And, you know, and we can get into all of that. But I wanted you guys to, you know, kind of hear that linear aspect of it, because I don't think it can be avoided, but it can be clearly experienced smoothly, you know, without major turmoil, in the sense of, like on Tuesday, once it became clear to me that I couldn't put seven words together to form a sentence, I didn't speak the whole day. I mean, I was just in my own thing. I watched TV, I listened to some channeling, you know, my stuff, some George stuff, and I slept a lot, you know, which was another thing that became clear to me, that, you know, this integration, really, you need to be able to give yourself the space to do it. I mean, I posted something on my wall today where George was talking about integrating the pain and saying, you know, when it's happening, you know, don't vacuum the house while it's happening. Really honor that you want to just sit and cry, because God knows I have shed the Ganges River of a monsoon of tears, both from the point of view of when I was suicidal to the integration of that aspect as well. crying and laughing should never be shunned or altered. I really think it is the magic of the body doing this alchemical work that goes beyond, you know, a guided meditation. And, you know, all of that is wonderful for the mind, but the truth is laughter and tears, boy, it's like nature's organic RX formula, as well as sleep. These are all, you know, as somebody put, they're free, they're organic, and all we have to do is give the space for them. That seems to be the part that is our responsibility. Everything, they'll come up naturally. Just give it the space to come up. If you need time to cry, cry. I mean, I've had times when I'm driving, I just pull over and just deeply sob. And, you know, I do it so much now, I don't even ask why. I'm crying. That's just as simple as that. So, yeah. Okay, so I don't want to dominate, you know, the total, you know. I just wanted to share that because it's significant. But I want, Janine, if you can, to help bring in the concept of, like, Helen Keller and how we were talking about. She's another
right.
one who, you know, clearly, once she got the concept of her integration of there was communication going on outside of her, her entire world shifted. Just like Sybil, and truth be told, just like all of us, if you allow that integration to actually take place. And it's not that you can't stop it, but if you embrace the integration taking place, that's a better way to put it. Because in my humble opinion, it's happening anyway. So there's no stopping it at this point, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to predict, like, the exact timing of things as to why this week for you, why not 2 months ago? You know, it like, for you,
right,
it's like,
right.
What you just explained, and I followed it because I was part of it, was linear, and yet what I experienced with you and just in my kind of being in the moment with you was not linear, it was spontaneous. Like, I just was there. And, you know, you said to me some, like, for instance, nothing you said to me was at all, like, a foreign territory, because I know these territories myself, as I'm sure all of us do, and hopefully that nobody denies that we don't all go through these really distraught periods where, you know, and I know I made you laugh, that was another thing about, what's the word, like, you know, just an acceptance, but also it wasn't forced. When I said, oh, suicide, yeah, well, you know, that's, we should put that on the table, because when we're looking at all the choices, if that's not there, then we're not being honest. You know,
exactly.
And that's a bold statement, but it's a truthful statement, and it may not be comfortable for everybody. And it really, you know, really, like, you're here now, so, like, let's make the best of it. So, like, okay, I don't really recommend that option, but I would be false and also not whole if I didn't say, yeah, put it on the table. All the cards should be on the table. You know, so you heard me say that, and you said to me something like, how do you do that? How are you? And I said, and I've said this to you before, and you know, because an old aspect of you did actually die, and yet, you know, I said, oh, Goldie, like, in the last 15 years, I have died so many times. Like, I have let go and recollected and gathered and integrated, and then, you know, all these old fragmented, sad, hurt, whatever, rejected, they've all come back into me in a much different way, you know, like, you're welcome, I'm here. But for a while, you know, I just had to let go of these old selves and basically go into the ashes, become the ashes, and then rise again. And it's like, it is a death process. It is a birth process.
It is.
But when you are rising into this new integrated whole place, or more whole, because this is an ongoing process, you are not banishing those old selves. You're bringing them in, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's. I mean, it's so visceral for me. And when you were in it, that this was so not foreign territory for me. That's why I really can relate and I can stay with you and I can, you know, and it was great because we were seeing things together. Like when I knew an incredible turning point was, and this is for everybody, that when you were honest in your interview and you're a great nanny, but you were honest about who you are, as I want to share about just watching a Jim Carrey interview just a little while ago and really respecting what he said. But this was the same thing. When you were honest with those new possible employers for nannying, mm-hmm. when that man questioned, well, your hold on reality, and, you know, and then you knew that this was wrong placement. This wasn't you proving yourself as, you know, this was just, hey, thank you, but no thank you. This doesn't work for me. That was a turning point from my point of view for you. It was like, no thanks. This just doesn't work. Like you were just telling me that that girl who could have gotten a Sony contract but decided, no thank you. I would rather do this myself, produce my own music. No, thank you. I will not come to a job where I need to prove to you that I am a capable, responsible nanny. No, thanks. And that ownership of yourself, it's so powerful when you stand behind your authenticity and your process that, you know, I mean, and this is such a place I'm familiar with, and it's such a place of a new, it's like, it's a new strength. I mean, and not that you are very strong, so it's not like, I'm so surprised. I'm not. But I could feel these what could have been perceived as like, oh, God, this is happening. It was like, yeah, and this is great. You know, it's like, this is opportunity, like Joanne said on Monday, who wrote about her near-death experience, and now she sees everything as opportunity. And that's what I see things as, is like, you know, here's an opportunity to gather yourself, collect yourself, and at the same time, and we always talk about the paradox of things, die and be reborn again. And be reborn again. And, you know, and we've been, I mean, that's been something I've been doing for quite a while, and I, you know, and it's great even to be surprised by yourself. You know, like you can look back and you go, wow, that's amazing. You know, which came through something like, you know, that, and it is miraculous. It really is. I mean, where we were, you could have seen where you were 3 hours prior, and then these ahas, these Helen Keller moments were just like. And it was there, and it was, you know, you were getting it, and I was fortunate enough to witness it, and it was wonderful. I mean, and you know, the whole point of like sharing on radio is that I'm sure everyone else is going, yeah, I know exactly that feeling, and I know, you know, it's encouragement, because see, that's the thing about, you know, I guess a good friend that's been there, done that, or. You know, it's an encouragement.
Right.
So it was really amazing. It was truly an honor. And, you know, I'm sitting back going, miracles. These are great. You know, it is happening. And you even said, it's like, you know, and I don't know if anyone who saw that Anne Bancroft movie was back in the day when Helen Keller, you know, couldn't get it. And all of a sudden, there it was, and she got the integration of what water was and the word water, and then everything started clicking. And you know, that's how it is. I mean, you just start. That's the clarity that you almost are like, really, is this happening? And it's like, yeah, it is happening. You're getting clarity now. You're getting a knowing now that. Like in a confidence in that knowing that you kind of pinch yourself and go, wow, this is amazing. And you know, and it is cause for celebration. Cause I remember saying to you, and it was, I was so glad I called you on Tuesday, and I really thought I was like, okay, the computer's down. She's upgrading. You know, I was like, and I said, look, take this day. You're integrating. Tomorrow's another day. Don't even worry. You know, and it was truly amazing for me because, you know, I'm probably have in, done that and integrated, but, you know, you're kind of like, I mean, really, that's very true that, and maybe people can appreciate this listening, that if you've gone through something where there's been a transformation or a you brought an old self in and you've gathered fragmented parts of yourself, but the situation has been intense, that you might find the next day you're really spacey, you're really like, I just can't sort of talk to people. And it's a process that people need to honor because it's an integration process. It's very organic. And so it was
and give the give the analogy of the computer, because that's, for me anyway,
well,
that's what clicked it.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like you want to upgrade or download a software or a new program. They say turn your computer off so
you gotta restart. You gotta reboot.
You gotta restart. So it really is the same kind of you're bringing in your new software, your hardware, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
You know,
And
I'll tell you, that was amazing when you said to me, it was Sin 69. It was that aspect of yourself that had carried that, who basically very strong aspect of yourself, really, you know, and I said to you a couple of weeks ago, you know, you're protected. And I think, who knows, like, what part of Sin 69 or somewhere in you then went, yeah, I'm protected. You know, it's time. Let's go for it. And
well, right,
you
know, I'm safe. I believe that is absolutely a part.
The safety was there, and
it was Sin 69 that felt safe.
Yes,
you know what
did.
I mean. She felt safe. It was okay to come home.
Yeah. I mean, I remember when I went to do a vision quest. You know, and you know they're considered sacred. And especially the way it was handled, it was. That means, you know, I am consciously going into basically a ritual to honor something within myself. And this was back when in 93. And I knew I put myself in that position because I was afraid to be in the dark in the middle of nowhere camping by myself. And, you know, who was it that I was looking to integrate and bring into me? The little girl that when she was very little was so afraid of the dark by herself that I can, you know, I would look back and go, wow, that was really, really, you know, not, quote, normal or really exaggerated, but basically terrified. And so it was 1993. And this was all, you know, we do things and then we look back and go, I was integrating her. I was, unfortunately,
right.
I was on a vision quest. So like, what's that? That's 3 days alone, quiet. So basically though, I was bringing her in and then I have done a lot of work since then and brought in a lot of other aspects of myself that were fragmented. And, you know, it's amazing and I'm still learning about it and accompanying other people doing it is awesome. And I'm sure, you know, these are aspects of myself as well. You know, so, you know, who hasn't just been like, I've had enough. I feel awful. Nobody loves me. You know, what's the point? You know, but then it's like the universe is like, I'll show you the point.
Enter
cousins with fight with father, enter job, you know, and it's like, you know, it's like, oh, what an incredible synchronicity of events that, you know, threw you into the fire and then you rose.
Yeah.
It's just great.
Yeah.
I mean, talk of, you know, and I could keep going on and on because this is the area that I find incredible, interesting, you know me, I always am talking about standing in the middle of the paradox, because that is like, it's an art. It's a mastery place. It's like, can you stand in the middle of the paradox and hold the tension, you know, and that could be for myself, and that can be
That's
else.
Universal. That's universal.
No, but that's something I also, I enjoy this, you know, I enjoy standing in the paradox with another person as they're going through their stuff too,
right.
You know, and
right.
Yeah, and that's...
I feel that. I mean, I clearly feel that with you. I really do. I mean, Janine is, you know, she's coach, she's cheerleader, she's quarterback, you know, she's running back, she's blocking. They always say when the student is ready, the teacher will come, and, you know, it really, at this point, I mean, I recommend so highly, have somebody in your life that's done the integration work. And it's not about being finished with it. I mean,
no.
Janine is still integrating, but she's integrate. And set the intention, you know, I mean, come on the show. Like I said, you know, we are absolutely open to shows where if somebody wants to take, you know, time on the air and do some work with Janine, you know, I'm not saying you have to, and I know that that's, you know, like, whoa, what are you talking about, Goldie? I'm putting it out there just as an opportunity. There's an opportunity to play with this in a safe space where, indeed, it's a little profound because it's on the air, but it's also so many others benefit from it. And listen, I'm not going to stop, you know, sharing my experiences, and I just... It really seems pertinent that because at this point we're all going through this, and it does become clear to me that the people attracted to the show are the people that, you know, also are attracted to, like, George's information, who is clearly stating, you know, this is, you want to become whole, embody your shadow side. I mean, that's just
your fragmented side, or, you know, this
however
this
you want to term it, exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny because things can be subtle as well, and you can invite this process in, and my guess is the process is really, you're in deep anyway, everybody. But, you know, like the process that I discovered for myself, which is really, like, beautiful in a way, because you're being supported by yourself and by creative forces, but with this initiation art that I made over a period of like 3 years, I made 6 pieces. They ranged from the magic gown to the release of sorrow to the staff of integrity to the dancing tree man. But it's amazing because when I look back and I smile, and Golden Hawk made this piece called it was Trust.
Infinite Trust.
And I do think on, and it was in, you know, this is sacred art to me, and but it's your own, and it's on your own time, and it's something you can do over a period of weeks or months or in 2 hours. It's really individual, but there is something about it, and then you give it a title, and that, you know what the title is, you know, but it does support the process. And I think, you know, we laugh and go, you know, your life's going to change. But I do see that this creation that you create as an ally in your process really does support you. And you will notice, you'll make notice of what's coming in to support your process. And then you even will be tested on your trust or your, you know, and I also invite you to share with me and Goldie if you do start to make a piece, and I know people already have, but it is an amazing, it's available. You know, you just start working on a piece of something you find outside, or an old piece of clothing, or a complete combination of creation that you start intuitively being drawn to. And it will reveal itself to you, and I'm it's so beyond even my ability to describe it, but it has something, and you know, I'm making a website, and I'm gonna give it more definition down the road, but not yet. But yeah, so
well, you're in the process. It's in the creative process.
Yeah.
You're creating.
But
it, yeah.
But I'm sure you can really speak to the infinite trust piece as, wow, look what, it's like.
Well, and I'm actually in the process of making my, I'm making a sword or a deceptor of deception.
Wow.
And so it'll probably more, it's the sword of truth. I found a stick and I've been, you know, it's not coming at, like, the day I did, I did Infinite Truth in one day. Actually, it was 2 days because I had to let the paint dry and then I added some Play-Doh and stuff. But,
Yeah.
I mean, I was just so ready to have. Cause
well, that's
the thing that is I wanted infinite trust. I mean, I really was like, it became symbolic of something I can physically look at, you know, to say I was ready for infinite trust to be a part of my experience. And I didn't know what that meant per se, but I mean, what did it mean? It meant letting go of, you know, I'll say it in one word, letting go of my pain body. I mean, that because it's so amazing how.
But see how that's so wild, because as you let go, you also gather. It's like we could get caught in our words, because everything to me is like, as we stand still, we're moving. But as we let go, we're gathering. It's like, what? But it's true. As we die, we're being born. It's this, and I know you love, and so do I, the Nassim stuff is in through the black hole, out through the white hole, and it's just, but it really is, I mean, you know, it's fun in a way because it's beyond, quote, explanation.
Well, once you know once you know that that's, it becomes a part of your whole experience,
it's experience.
You know, you can't damn this energy up. The energy is going through the white hole and the black hole, or through the black hole, out the white hole, all the time anyways. It's kind of now I'm just kind of aligning myself with a more organic way, as opposed to trying to mentally go in there and mechanically build something that from the whole process's point of view is going, well, like, you know, then it's like I'm separating the waters. You know, it's like,
I don't want to be separate anymore.
I don't want to be a seven chakra person anymore. I want to be one being, one chakra. One. Oh,
right.
We have a caller. Rainbow Dash, his full win. That's the name. You're on the air. Hello? I'm assuming this is a Skype line.
Oh.
Rainbow, are you there? You're unmuted. Okay, maybe you want to try and call back in to get a better call. 646-929-2084. I'll leave you unmuted, but we have another caller, too, so I'm going to unmute them. But if you unmute, we'll hear them both. Area code 386, you're live on the air.
Hi, Goldie.
Hey. Is this Art again?
Yep.
Oh.
Hi,
Art. Hey, long time, Art.
Okay.
What's up, love?
Something I wanted to tell you. 69.
Okay.
Add them together. 15.
Okay.
5 and 1 is 6. 6 is love.
Aww.
Goldie.
Right on.
That's it.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
It's full circle, and that's the truth.
Out there.
Thank
you.
It's so funny, Art, because the pieces of initiation art that I created, I actually, in this, like, period of time where I was acceleratedly going through something, I created 6 pieces, and
right.
that was not because I thought, oh, let me create it. I didn't realize what I was doing till they were all done, and then it was 6 pieces of initiation art and I never until you just told Goldie that the 6 and the love, so there that was for me as well.
That's
there
true.
You go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much.
So thank you.
Yeah. And God is
love. I love you, Art. Thank you.
God is love. Goldie, and you are love.
Right? And self
exactly.
is love. We are
Absolutely.
We are gods. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wanted to open that up to you.
Thank you. Okay. You call anytime, my friend.
Initiation art.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. You are initiation art.
Yeah. You are.
That's like,
you should
great.
Be the spokesperson when Janine goes global.
Well, what I've heard, you know, from, I believe it was Tobias, said the change would be with art and music.
Yes,
I'm
the Renaissance.
The boys are
yes.
playing music.
That was Tobias. Right on, right
yeah.
on. Yeah.
And Jack
exactly.
and John are musicians.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, it's where the creativity flows. It's not going to come from the logic. The logic
allowing,
is stagnant. Yeah.
Right. Allowing them to be themselves, and this is within their hearts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, continue your show.
Okay.
Thank you.
Call back if you have more to share.
Okay. Bye.
All right,
Cheers.
Love. Bye now.
That's so great. Initiation art.
That's, yeah, exactly. I'm telling you.
I love
he would
I
be
love
an
that
amazing
initiation art called in.
Pardon? Pardon?
I
initiate
said, I love,
art called
I love
in.
That initiation art actually called in.
Yeah. Yeah. With the wisdom of sex. Well, I
very
mean, cause this is our family. This is yeah. our family. You know, everybody putting in the piece to truly bring the comfort. Because
yeah.
I totally understand being uncomfortable in yourself.
Yeah.
But when you're around people in this frequency of, and I'm telling you, everybody, the key to being around the people in this frequency, in my humble opinion, is they got to be walking the same talk we're talking here.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Everybody here, and I really believe by the law of attraction, you're not attracted to my show unless you're integrating your shadow side or have already integrated your shadows. I mean, to be quite honest, Art and Janine are both well along the path. And there's no, and I'm not saying that to, you know, it's not like you're at the beginning, or because believe me, the frequencies that we're in now are quantum. They're quantum. It's all happening now anyways. There's really no race of time with all this.
Mm-hmm.
It's really just a matter of, at least from my perspective, because as you know, if you've been listening to a lot of shows, being a part of something, being part of the group, part of the tribe, being accepted is definitely one of my issues in life. And it's
mm-hmm.
like, for the first time in my life, you know, I reference how much I feel like I'm a kid again, because I have people in my life that really do accept me, you know, blunders and all, and blisters, and, you know, pimples, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, it doesn't matter, you know, the perfection isn't about, you know, the three power systems we all were conditioned to believe were important, which is sex, power, and money. You know, this is about the acceptance of, you know, the power systems that are a part of the unseen world, which is the compassion and the virtues. Virtues are what shape the leaves. Virtues are the unseen world that are truly shaping, because once you start getting a grasp on what Nassim Haramein is talking about how we're recycling our energy fields. If you're putting compassion into your field, compassion is coming back out of the white hole and creating compassionate beings in your experience that are open to putting, you know, all aspects of who you are on the table and discussing them. I mean, I'm telling you, since 69, it's hard to explain it because it happens from the inside, and I wasn't even clear on this until the integration had taken place. But it's almost like I got a sense that she's been wanting to come home. Like she's been keeping an eye on me, going,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah, because when I'm dealing with Scott and all my pain body stuff, she's going, I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole. I mean, it just wasn't really a safe space for her to come and integrate, because I had to be on point just to make sure Scott didn't get violent with me, let alone go through something that was going to take me down like that. You know, it's almost like the soul knows. So working congruency, you know, setting it up where, you know, if you know you're in, if you just have that knowing within that it's time to let go of something, whether it's an addiction, a relationship, any behavior that your heart just knows it's time to let go of. It's almost like the death of the letting go is being inspired by an aspect that I promise you is wanting to come home.
That's right.
You know, it's no coincidence. It is the multidimensional aspects at work nudging us, you know, whether it's in our dreams or the synchronicities you're seeing on TV, telling you it's time to come back into wholeness. So, you know, and you'd be surprised how much strength comes with the choices to do what, because again, there's no right or wrong choices of that are blanketed across the whole way. It's what you know in your heart to be whatever it is time to let go of. The strength to do this, I mean, I'm amazed at the changes going on in my life. Amazed. And, you know, one of the greatest things, I have told Janine this on several occasions. First and foremost, my goal is to go through this ascension process. I mean, that's why I'm here. That's what I'm going to do. But there is a secondary goal that I want to be in a loving relationship, you know, with a significant other. And, you know, it's interesting because I do believe we have to go through some of the process solo, because these dark nights of the soul and these integrating aspects, when we just, you know, when we go down into these dark spaces, because that's part of the integration, is integrating that which we couldn't handle maybe as a child, which now we have to handle because we're okay to handle it. It's not really congruent to do that.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh,
hi.
That's
hi.
Rainbow. Hey.
What's up?
Who is this, Kevin?
Who's Kevin?
Oh, okay,
no,
it's not. Who, what's your name?
Rainbow.
Hello?
Dash.
Okay, is that what you go by? Okay, Rainbow Dash. That's cool.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hello?
My Thanksgiving was good. I played Club Penguin.
Oh, I think we're having... Golden.
What did he say?
I don't know. It's getting caught out, like a lot of cutout.
Okay, is this a rogue call?
I'm not sure.
No.
Hello? Well, you're kind of coming in and out. Okay, I'm hearing him.
Whatever.
Yeah. Whatever. you can listen all you want, my friend Rainbow, but I don't know what you're saying. So, and you know, we're
sound like he was yawning or something. But
yeah, he hung up. So.
Oh. No, I was thinking that the amazing thing that when I remember writing about the initiation art and what Art said too about creativity, that I came to the conclusion like it really is, it is an act of self-love to create these pieces. Or okay, and so the interesting thing is that, you know, I remember you saying something like, I'm feeling like I've fallen in love with myself.
Yeah.
And what's interesting, what is so great about that, well, first of all, that's organic. Like, there was no pretense here. This was just an unfolding of incredible synchronicities, events. You know, we had a mastermind group, and somehow, you know, I ended up doing this, and, you know, it's just an unfolding.
Oh, somehow,
that,
huh?
somehow.
Sorry, I'm laughing at that line.
But
it's all good.
What I noticed is that to have a relationship with a significant other that's truly loving, and then also even the ascending process, which is organic and you're in it. But
right,
the relationship with self is really the relationship that is first. And when the love is there, you know, yeah, guess who starts coming back? All the fragmented cells.
Exactly.
And, you know, and,
yes.
And I'll say
and
that.
And Art, if Art was on the phone, that's what Tobias always used to say. You don't have to hunt your fragments down.
No,
that's
you know
the
why?
Point.
Because love is a very magnetic quality that, you know, and I don't even know if it's a quality, but I'm just. But
no, but you can say, yeah, I know what you're saying, yeah.
So when you were integrating on Tuesday, it's almost as if you were so highly magnetic and you drew in these fragmented Sin 69 and, you know, maybe even a few others. I mean, you
right,
know. You,
right.
And you really were, like, drawing them in. And it took, it was downtime. You needed downtime. And I.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't like I went to school and went, oh, let me read the chapter on integration. I mean,
yeah,
I
hear you. I hear you. That's why it's so important that people do experience
right,
what we're talking
about. But I didn't even have
about.
The word integration in my thought process till it came out of my mouth. And I went, I'm not kidding. I never said that to someone like,
oh, wow.
Oh, by the way, no, it was just, that's the
oh,
thing
wow.
about spontaneity. That's the thing about being in the moment. That's the thing about getting clarity is, you know, you're in clarity and it's happening. And this is the process of like, of allowing.
When
I say to you, the reason I love this show is because we're flying by the seat of our pants, because I love being spontaneous. I think it's an incredible practice of courage and humbleness. And look, I'll meet you if you meet me. Yeah, let's just go for it. And another thing that, and I this just popped in and we're going to talk about it, but because I wanted to say this to Simon, that the inventiveness comes when you're, because I read something where he said, I'm just waiting, and that's being open to this new idea or this original invention or this, and I completely resonate with that. And remember we were going to say,
yeah, the beautiful mind.
Isaac Newton did that, the man in the beautiful mind did it, where you're like fertile ground. You're like this fertile place of magnetism, and you're just waiting for these original thoughts, these, you know, and I'm telling you, it happens. And so when I read Simon's, I was like, yeah, there it is. And, you know, the other morning when I called you and I was like, boy, Susan wrote some beautiful things and Simon wrote some beautiful things. And it was just like these gifts just kept on coming from our show. And it's because, to really compliment you, you put it out there just for people to learn from, feel. And it's so truthful and it's so brave. And, not, you know, other people just don't. They want to hide behind, you know, the fiction. And it's like, so you know, it's so much fun to do these shows with you and to accompany you, because it's so real. And you know,
back at you, babe, back at you.
Yeah, so
you know,
that's
yeah.
a good gratitude. That's a good gratitude.
Yeah, well, and I'll tell you, Simon, I can honestly tell you, I mean, yeah, I don't know if you've been listening to the show for the past couple of months, but I'm literally going, okay, I'm letting go, and I'm letting go of that, and I'm letting go of this, and I'm letting go of that. And, you know, there's this space in you that's like, well, when am I going to do something? When does the creation come? And it's not a forced experience. But boy, when the creation came, I mean, moving to North Carolina, moving back into the whole life of being with Greg. And, you know, we're not moving in girlfriend and boyfriend, none of that. I mean, he's going to be literally, out of 30 days in the month, he'll be probably on the road 25. You know, so it's like, I looked at it this way, I said, wow, okay, now the creation has come that I'm going to be in a new state. I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to create new friends. I'm going to meet new people. And one of the things that I have as my sea legs, which is so amazing, and Simon, I know I'm preaching to the choir here. I already know you get this.
Mm-hmm.
Is that with infinite trust, like I had a conversation with my brother, and, you know, I was like, you know, The only thing that's unsure of is I don't have a job yet. You know, Greg is charging me $500 rent, which is essentially what my father charges me. So as my brother put it, he goes, okay, so you'll be down there forever until you die, as long as you can pay your rent. And if you can't pay your rent, you'll have to come back home. And, you know, he put it very black and white, and I went, you know, that's the truth. And in my experience, I have never not been able to make money when I needed to make money. Now, with that being said, except for the present, I've been out of work since May, and I have not landed a job since May. Now, here's where Infinite Trust comes in. There's a knowingness now that's in me that I know I can't get a job in Connecticut because my soul doesn't want me in Connecticut anymore. My soul wants me in North Carolina. I mean, I can't tell you. Me and my cat are like inseparable. I've always said wherever I go, she goes, and if there's no cats accepted where I'm going, then I don't go. Now, Greg has three pit bulls with the girl that he lives with now, and, you know, I'm kind of scratching my head going, Dakini with a pit bull, or, you know, figuring at least one will stay and she'll take two of them, possibly even two staying. And then I talked to Greg, and he's like, nope, she's taking all three dogs. And, I mean, I literally looked at Dakini, and I went, wow, what a master creator you are. It's like, I mean, we're literally going to this house, and it's not only going to be completely clear, like, I'm going to be living in – I got today, I was like, you're going to be living in all of the house. Like I'm going to set up my treadmill. I want to start exercising again. I might even start taking some cooking classes. You know, it's like energetically, I just feel like I'm birthing myself. I'm excited to start a new chapter in North Carolina. I'm excited to start a new chapter, potentially with a man who I already know he's my soulmate. Now, is he the one who's supposed to, you know, accompany me as a partner romantically? I don't know. And I don't even have to know. That'll unfold naturally because one thing I also get is in this death, I am now a different person. So I'm going to experience Greg from a totally new space because, you know, Greg was in my life from 25 to 30, from the time I was 25 till I was 30. I mean, he was clearly part of, you know, Sin 69 was when he was there when I was playing softball. He was there when I was a drug addict. That is who fell in love, you know, with Greg. Now it's Golden Hawk, and I'm like, I'm excited because the universe has already been talking to me, like through the latest TV show that was speaking to me was Ghost Whisperer. Last night there was one of the episodes where I don't remember their names, but the Ghost Whisperer's husband had died and he jumped into another guy's body because he so loved her so much that he didn't want to go into the light. He took on somebody else's body. Now, I know the whole series of Ghost Whisperer because that was like one of the first series I started watching, quote-unquote, as a class to teach me about the unseen. And so I know where this episode starts. It's all about them falling in love all over again because he has to remember that he's his husband and not the physical body of the man he jumped into. And you know, I know it sounds crazy, like, oh, that's just a show. It's like, you'd be surprised how much truth is in all of these sci-fi shows. And, you know, I'm a firm believer that, first of all, there's nothing that is, you know, unreal and real. It's just a matter of, you know, what dimension is it playing out in? And So when I saw that, I was like, you know, they kept saying, you know, you get a second chance of being with the love of your life. And I'm like, I mean, that statement just came right into me. And then, of course, I got online and watched on Netflix, or not on Netflix, on Amazon, the movie The Notebook, which was about a love, you know, that transcended time as well because I love love. And I very much want to be a part of a romantic situation and love from this new space of Golden Hawk, integrated Sin and Cindy, and with my sea legs on. I mean, this is what these times we live in have the potential. You know, never give up and think whatever your state of being is right now that it's forever or it's eternal, because there's so much shifting going on right now. Everything can be renewed literally around the corner. And what me and Janine really started laughing about a lot was it absolutely, for me anyways, feels it gets darkest right before the dawn. I mean,
yeah.
If indeed I killed myself the day I felt it, I would not have known of the opportunity. So there's just something about the equations of how things work. I won't claim to understand them. But from both me and Janine's point of view, it does indeed get darkest before the dawn. So now, if you have that awareness, well, now I would invite you that, is your world dark? Almost get a little bit excited.
Yeah. Right. Because
it's
so
coming
true.
To a close.
Well, no, yeah. And also it just shows you our perspectives. We've been encultured to not recognize these incredible opportunities, like in these places of discomfort and darkness. You know, think about this. I mean, because we talked about it. 99% is unseen in this environment that we're in with the senses that most of us are using. 1% is seen. So how much reality really do we think we know when 1% is what we perceive as reality?
We've been kept in stupid land, for God's sake.
Right, stupid land. So when you're in these places, just about on the edge there, recognize that, this is an incredible opportunity to just, come into an incredible new space of you almost feel it as if it's a Helen Keller moment when you just get it, And I think one of the interesting – well, I'm with the unseen a lot because of creativity and, it's not like I kind of directed it. I feel that, and maybe I do, but it's more a sense of like I'm working with the unseen, but like,
So it's part of your contract though.
Yeah. So when you invite that in or you start working with it and you consciously, know that, the 99% of the unseen, you're kind of getting comfortable with it, you're working with it, it's with you. I'm telling you, the reality starts shifting. And and I know Michelle loved this, but what was unseen becomes much more seen, much more
absolutely
felt.
Absolutely,
and then the world shifts. So when that man said, I wonder about the whole Goldie had a hold on reality, I was like, that's right, out of the mouth comes the truth, although he didn't know it, that your realities are shifting, and it's really good because it's no longer, it hasn't been for a while, but it's no longer the 1% of the seen, big time into now the 99% of the unseen, and it just opens up worlds that are incredible. And
And everybody is ready or willing to acknowledge them. So I think it's important that, because I was watching Contact today, another total confirmation of they all thought Jodie Foster was crazy in that movie, and yet, once the message came in and they deciphered it and they were building this thing, the guy Drummond, who was the science guy that kept pulling the plug on all her grants and telling her she was wasting her talents and. Well, when it came down to it, as soon as it became, media savvy, he stepped right in, which is, of course, the best part was, and then he died, when the first one went awry. Because it's like, I'm just always one that says, listen, you schmuck.
Oh, I forgot that part.
Well, he wanted to take all the credits, and the universe has a wonderful way of balancing things out. And then, of course, Drummond, or Hammond, who was the wealthy guy, said, want to go for a ride?
and yet he was actually, to me, represents the unseen because he was in the background.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
private constituents.
Yeah.
And they're not all Illuminati. They're not all Illuminati.
Yeah,
or if they are, they're not all working for the, meaning he was her biggest supporter. And, it's almost like I believe we all have that, whether it's shows up as people with a lot of money or it shows up as you know, people in a mastermind group. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, you have become my biggest supporter. And in turn, of course, I support you, I support us, I support what we're, and it's, it couldn't have come at a better time. I mean, I really don't believe, or let me put, I won't say what I believe that your showing up now has allowed my experiences to be totally understood in such a greater capacity. Because, you know, we're pretty much used to, I'm the schizophrenic, she's the therapist. Maybe, you know, I don't know, I get, I, you know, I'm a little, and yet Janine, you know, continually grounds the information for all of us. And listen, I truly do believe, though, when it comes down to it, like, as I integrate aspects of myself, I am, you know, I looked at those people and went, I'm not, you know, Janine didn't make the decision for me to say, you know, this isn't right placement.
No,
you know,
you did.
I made that decision. So it's almost like the schizophrenia kind of settles down very naturally as you integrate. So to have someone who has, you know, genuine, because I have known Janine is integrated, you know, basically since we did our first show. And yet, as I go through my own processes, Janine will share stories with me, and I'm like, you know, she's giving me the details of her journey. But, you know, I really believe you can feel the presence of people who have integrated, you know, a significant portion of their shadow side / unconsciousness, because you'll find that they're not vampirical. They're not looking for anything from you. I mean, Janine never takes energy from me, ever. And I've had plenty of conversations on the phone with plenty of people where when you hang up and you're drained and you're like, Jesus Christ, like, I got to go to the woods. I've never felt drained from Janine. I've only felt inspiration. I've never felt pressured. You know, it becomes clearly obvious, at least to me it does. And it's, again, this is this. The unseen is start trusting your senses. Trust the sensations you get when you're physically around people, because it might not have the look of, quote-unquote, what the conditioning says is the successes or the somebody you can trust. You know, it might be, you know, an ex-convict might be the one that you're like, yeah, I can really feel their presence because, you know, they went to jail and did their work. You know, they went within and integrated. This has nothing to do with how many letters are after your name or how much money you have, you know, in your portfolio. Right. It's a presence that, you know, in my humble opinion, really trumps, you know, the how much money you have in your portfolio or how many letters you have after your name. Those people are chaotic. You know, they're more chaotic than me, because it's funny, those were the people in the family that were judging me. You know, the hardworking, you know, successful artist and makeup distributor. You know, it's like, okay, well, that's fine. You know, if you can't feel the presence that, you know, I can clearly take care of your child, well, and then I don't have to convince you of that. You
right.
know, you know, and it's one thing not to feel it. It's another thing to, you know, to question my grasp of reality. I mean, I know intuitively that says I'm not going to be left with your child alone, because if something was to happen, the potential for them blowing it up and blowing it out of proportion were just so clear. That was so obvious to me. So I'm like, I don't need your money. I'll find my money someplace else, you know. And again, that's where the infinite trust comes in, because one thing I know I'm ready for, I'm ready to experience North Carolina. And, Michelle, remember when we talked about infinite trust wasn't about a right or wrong decision? It was about the willingness to feel and experience whatever it is we were choosing. Well, I am willing to experience North Carolina. Will it work? I don't know. But I am 100% willing to experience it. And I got that today when I was, you know, outside, because it's like, how beautiful. We don't have to worry about making mistakes or choosing it right. Or just be willing to experience it. And it's almost like in that mentality, life will take care of you. It will take care of you in ways that will just be more miraculous than trying to plan it. You know, and I'm not saying, you know, on some level I'm planning it. You know, I'm stockpiling my money right now, and you know, I'm doing everything I can to support my success for being out there. But do I know I'll be out there, you know, for the rest of my life? No. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know any kind of thing that will be for the rest of my life. I just know, you know, the opportunity arose. It arose, God knows, in perfect timing. And through infinite trust, I'm super excited to experience it. And that's what I know. And I don't need to know anything more other than
that's
what's
right.
happening to me in the day. Yeah.
Well, it
beautiful.
Would be false if you couldn't know, so that's part of the...
Right, that's
deal.
A waste of energy to try
right,
to
right,
know.
Right, 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 right.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
definitely.
You know, you don't want to go there because... Pointless,
well, see, but it's a shifting of the focus. That's,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
how many people, there's one of our callers that calls, she wants to move out west, and she's not sure. She was on the show with Nancy and on the show with Anthony Farmer, and it's
all
like,
right.
listen, you just got to trust the experience. Do you want the experience? Because it's almost like the question should no longer be that we ask ourselves, is this right? The question we want to now ask ourselves is, am I willing to experience it?
Yeah, yeah.
Because once you make the choice, right, then everything will show up however it's supposed to show up and whatever you're supposed to do. You know, I moved out to Buffalo thinking I would stay for 3 years. I was back home in 8 months.
Yeah, well, we'll stop thinking failure and success and just sort of really, I mean, because I remember the other day we were discussing what, you know, or maybe... You know, just what is success? And you know, I mean, I think that's where this, what we've been taught, what we've been enculturated with, really has limited our ability to look at opportunities and, you know, see them for what the fullness that they are for us, rather than, oh, that's bad, that's good, that's failure, that's success, that's a mistake, that was, you know, those things really start to kind of fade away in terms of, like, you know, black and white and definitions, because you're right. It's just, you know, do I want to experience this and do I feel drawn to it? And there's a magnetism there, and that's basically all you know. You know, that's
right.
like, yeah. And
right.
You know, so much
and
of
that's
it
all
is
we
like,
have to know.
Yeah, yeah. It's very sensory, very feeling. And then obviously, you know, our practical, yeah, you're acquiring money to pay rent and things like that, but that's just, you know, that's just the
well,
basic.
And what's interesting is prior to this whole gig from May to now, you know, when I came home from Buffalo, I mean, I showed up with the tail between my legs, and I was like, Dad, I'm here, and he was like, you know, you're not welcome here, and I was like, well, I got no money, you know, either you're going to let me stay or you're going to throw me out, and of course he let me stay, and he was like, you better have rent by Friday. And I was like, you know, scratching my head. And it's so funny because the first thing I noticed was the nanny gig that I called up was not a regular agency. I thought it was. I thought I was calling a nanny agency. You know, I was like, I got to find a job in a week. It was a temporary agency, the nannies is needed agency. And what was so interesting was she was just starting up her company, and this woman was militant about the background checks and, for whatever the reason, you know, all the stars aligned, she basically gave me a gig for Friday, which made me $100, which allowed me by the end of the week to put it in my father's hands and go, here, there's rent. And it was like, you know, and as I learned who Margie was, it was like, Margie just didn't do things like that on the norm. I mean, it would take her 3 to 4 days to do background checks, check your references. She didn't do any of that with me. I met her on Thursday. She gave me a job opportunity on Friday. And I helped her build that business for 4 years to, you know, a respectable, heightened success. I'm just saying, so when it's lined up, when your soul is, because I swear to God, I'm so getting the message that it's my soul that is, like, putting a glaze, so to speak, over the eyes of the people who I'm nannying for or who I'm applying for these jobs going, don't fall in love with her. Because they're in love with me on paper, and then something happens that I'm not getting to their front door to get to the interview. Because, like, I was talking to my brother. He goes, how many people have you met in person? Because I was like, about 10 interviews have just gone haywire. He's like, how many have you met in person? And when I thought about it, I've met 3 in person. And he goes, well, okay, well, that's, you know, that's only 30%. He goes, well, what's going on with the other 7? I go, I don't know. I mean, they say they like me. They set up, appointments. And then something just happens, and, I don't get the details because they cancel. And he goes, so what is that telling you? And I go, well, that's telling me that, because how many of us have heard the saying, when the doors keep showing up locked or blocked,
uh-huh,
put yourself in a different direction. Shift whatever it is you're doing.
Yeah,
so,
I've learned that. I've learned that along the way, to follow the energy. Like, if you keep
follow
going,
the energy. There
follow
you go.
The energy, because I've don't take it as rejection when something doesn't happen.
Right.
I just go, the energy's not there. Just follow the energy. And it's really made things easier for me and less personal. Like, it has nothing to do. It's just where the energy is,
Remove the victim. That's what you do. I mean, it's removing the victim. Because, I'll tell you, like I said, that's the sea legs. Because as soon as I knew I was going down to North Carolina, I actually did get this job, which was, and it was just a job to, basically give me a couple of confirmed dates where I was just going to put it into the bank. But then, of course, when other things started coming up around it, I was like, okay, I call it golden handcuff jobs. You never want to stick with a job just for the money, because life can get very ugly. All you have to do is watch a show on Nat Geo called Locked Up Abroad, and you'll see how truly fucked up your life can get when you want to do things just for money.
Yeah.
The stories of people, going to these prisons in other countries trying to smuggle drugs and stuff, and it's always the same response. I just wanted to do it this one time for the money. Listen, I'll take poor and happy as opposed to golden handcuff jobs that just take you down, timelines that are just so beyond bad. Trust me, other money will show up, and that's the key. Trust yourself. That it's really just souls. Remember, it's the unseen talking to you. And when the unseen talks to you, it's not what you're seeing, it's what you're not seeing. I know I'm a fantastic nanny. That's what, first and foremost. I know I am. So to not be getting these jobs, it's starting to say something to me, because it's not that I'm not good. It's that I'm in the wrong placement. This is clearly not where the energy is flowing. And okay, so I'm going to basically save my duckies and start, so I have 2 months of, I can pay rent to Greg for 2 months down there, and then do some interviewing, directly down there for a nanny gig or anything else. I mean, I'm also open to, hey, maybe I can do some energy work. And I'm even going to put it out now, if anybody's open to hypnosis or mentoring, if you guys, I'm available. If you guys ever want to talk privately.
It's true.
Self-promoting, that's kind of funny right now.
but if you're compelled to say that, that's good,
I just was. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I am compelled to say that.
Yeah,
so.
And it's similar to me with, having a book or having, beautiful paintings. From my perspective, they're beautiful. And, you learn that, not everybody resonates with your work, and you just, not every store is going to go, I want 100 copies, I want 50 copies. It's one book at a time.
Right.
As far as I'm concerned, it's, honestly, you have said to me something about my patience, and, that has come.
Janine is
from
a professional waiter. Know that.
but if you look at Contact, and that movie Contact with Jodie Foster, what is it about her that is so obvious? It's her tenacity. I mean, she stays with her passion, even though no one else is really, you know, they're all thinking she's the crazy lady out there with the dishes and, you know, listening to, like,
static,
you know, sounds that sound like a washing machine or something.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, that one guy who's blind because he's got incredible ears that, you know, sort of is staying with her, but he's even sort of, you know, going, hey, come on. You know, and that's a great lesson about following something that is important for you, regardless
of... right on.
You know, I was just watching, I don't know how I ended up there, but I saw this very short little YouTube that Jim Carrey did just in February, I think. And he said he really, you know, he used to be on Prozac and, he was depressed and he decided that's not where he wanted to be, which was this constant state of like, you know, like it was a feeling, a non-feeling. He couldn't really describe it, but it wasn't actually living. He'd rather feel the feelings. And, you know, he said, yeah, so if I lose some relationships over being truthful about my connection and my spiritual connection, and, you know, he goes, then that's what happens. And he's you know, it's the Jodie Foster in him, and it's in that movie. And it's, you know, with me, it's like, well, if you don't like my book, or, you know, I'm with it. I'm standing by it. You know, I'm standing by it.
And it's not quantity, it's quality.
It's quality. It's quality of relating. It's quality of, of what you put out there in the world. It's quality to yourself. I mean, that's really exactly right.
Yes.
You know, if you're hanging in there with you, yourself, I mean, it's just everything starts shifting, but, you know, you gotta have that Jodie Foster passion as she did in Contact, where it was like, you know, it was.
Well, and even if the passion is simply just to get to know yourself, I mean, imagine.
Yeah. Well, that's the big one.
It is a big one. I mean, I'm living it because I have been, because of quote unquote, before I was passionate about the ascension, I was so passionate about being loved. I just wanted to be loved. I mean, and God knows I found myself under many a rock trying to be loved. And it's funny because if you think about it, the ascension really was just another name for learning to love myself. You know, I'm really getting that actually right now as we say that.
I can tell.
It's kind of interesting because it changes everything. It's amazing how, like my brother, when I was talking to him, he's like, you know, Greg's not going to be around. You know, are you okay with that? And I was like, totally. I was like, it's what I've been living for the last couple of years on my own. I mean, my father goes to his girlfriend on the weekends and I'm so excited to be in the house by myself. It's like, you know, I go to the woods, I spend time by myself, and it's not that I'm by myself, I'm with myself. And
yeah, exactly.
You know, and I enjoy I enjoy driving because, I mean, and by the way, everybody, you are not crazy if you talk to yourself out loud. It's something me and Janine both do it, and I know it's so funny, me and my father will be in the house. He'll be in the kitchen, I'll be in my room. He's talking to himself, I'm talking to myself, and I can hear it happening, and it just seems, you know, there's just a sense of, you know, really just being okay. Not only just being okay, let's shoot for more than that. Let's shoot for falling madly in love with ourselves. And then once that whole frequency is generated, you know, from our black and white holes, then it seems like you don't look for the outside world to feed it. You look for the outside world to share it with, but you're not taking anything from the outside world, because that's not where self-love is generated from. It's generated from within.
Yeah.
You know? Go ahead.
No. Remember what I? That's truly the place of the create. You know, being your own creator. Like this, that whole. It's just like you're this internal sort of universe, planetary, self-organism, and that's I mean, that's so foreign to so many people, but when you start to experience this, you really get it. And remember I was telling you, and I wouldn't say too long enough, but remember when I was telling you that image from The Lord of the Rings?
Oh,
Share that.
I think that's a great share.
Yeah, well, in The Lord of the Rings, when the tower, which is the where the ring came from, the Ring of Power, which was all about misuse of power. Yeah, Mordor. I just dawned on me the other day that the light beam coming out of that tower was just going all outside of itself. It was just all going out, and I thought, isn't that funny? And I don't know that Tolkien really did that on purpose, but he might have. But what I got
would imagine.
if the transformation of that entity, presence, whatever that was, would have shifted if the light went inside as opposed to outside. And for me, that was really like the most powerful, kind of perception of what was wrong with that, why that he was so fixated on power and misuse of power, and that power was the resource, and it was, the light was all shining out there in the exterior world, and it was like, no, bring the light into yourself on all the places within yourself. You know, the Sin 69, the little girl who's afraid of the dark. You know, the little girl is afraid of the dark, the little girl who wants to be loved, the little, you know, whatever. And when you bring everything in and you start looking, that's when it's just, you know, the world shifts. It just does. I mean, or our world shifts, or our perception shift, or the 99% of the unseen really, you know, they, I don't know, they just are not as unseen as they used to be.
Remember, you know, a key part of the movie in the trilogy is the ring, in order to be destroyed, had to come back to the place where it was birthed from.
The original source,
source. I mean, if there's not symbolism of the Sin 69s in all of us, remember, and it's not about being destroyed. I mean, that might be the way, you know, Tolkien did it in his version. It's about being integrated. And if you look at, you know, the third Lord of the Rings, when me and Janine were discussing this, when Sam and Frodo are, you know, going up into the space where, you know, it's all that, you know, lava, and, you know, it's all the fiery pit, it's like the heart area. It was like, you know, the light that was looking out looked like an eye, and where they had to walk in was the heart area. And as soon as they dropped the ring in, literally the eye, and this is George's take as well, saying that the ascension is not about the kundalini hitting the pineal gland. That is fourth dimensional ascension. Fifth dimensional ascension, which is the point of balance, is has nothing to do with the raising of energy going up. It has to do with the seven chakras becoming one whole, one unified chakra. And it's not even, you know, it's literally connecting with the sun, literally a sun that is within us. And it's equivalent to like a black hole. It's the white hole part of the black hole, and it's in our heart area. So, you know, the analogy is brilliant, because it's exactly right. We got to bring it back. The ring has to come back to us. You know, all of our dark stuff has to come. It's through, and where does the heart, the symbolism of what Art was saying, it has to be loved. You can't take this stuff back in if you're still looking at it going, you know, this part of me sucks, and it's, you know, you're looking to, you know, in other words, the people that are love and light, that, you know, when, how many people, and I know everybody listening, how many times have you tried to talk to somebody else about your darkness, and they get, you know, uneasy because you're talking about your darkness? And not from a blame point of view, from a total taking responsibility point of view for your experience. You're just wanting to share it with somebody and, you know, kind of have a discussion like, you know, are you aware of your darkness? Because this is how my darkness shows up. And they just freak out on you. It's like, you know, it's so clear they're uncomfortable.
Or they glaze over. Or they glaze over.
Or they glaze over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like we've all had that. You know, that's why, you know, I say I so recommend, you know, finding somebody that is also doing the work, because the conversations will become incredibly rich with the compassion and the excitement of every layer, you know, that is starting to get more, as we integrate more and more. I clearly got that Sin 69 was a third dimensional aspect. She came into me because physically I believe I am now a middle to upper fourth dimensional aspect. There will come a time where when I go through the portal that George is speaking of, I'm going to go into my fifth dimensional aspect. I mean, it just, it's starting to become clear to me, this whole ascension process is an integration process of self. You know, right? And God, I've never been that clear anymore. Like, woo, that's pretty,
there's,
you know,
the invention.
So...
there's that invention.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
that original, you know, that's how it happens, you know. Yeah, yeah, you just get it. It's like, oh, okay. And then...
Yeah. That's why those pictures I drew recently, they're all portals. I keep getting portals in DNA. Because if we raise our frequency, because that's what the process is, raise your frequency so that the third dimensional aspects will come back to you, just like we're going to go back to the fifth dimension. You know, it's once everything's been collected in the third and fourth, that's it. Then the next, you know, even at the risk of saying the next logical step is now you as a integrated third and fourth being can now go into the fifth. I mean, that just, you know what I'm saying? That just makes total sense that that's the way it's going to happen.
Yep.
At least to me it makes sense. But you guys share with me on Facebook if this makes sense to you or not.
Oh, that's good. No, that's great.
Yeah.
Great.
Tonight was awesome.
People are sharing on Facebook.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Simon is, Kathy Ketchell is. It's great. I'm so excited.
Yeah, in fact, I think Simon's okay. If I want to read this because I really do enjoy what Simon shares. Simon shared, just realized something about myself. Got to write it out before it's lost again. I just realized what I did here in the message above, and I'll read the message above. Truth is lightening up everything, every secret, every song, every tear ever shed. The old world is burning. I'm waking up to my own self-reflection. The mirror is shattered. The old world is burning. I take to the sky. I am the creator. I am. The spirit and the unstoppable energy connected, my alchemical rebirth, it's well underway. And then he wrote, this represents a force inside of me, a kind of paradoxical force change. It's an idea made out of a vision where I am reaching out with all my strength, but somehow it's not me who is coloring the space that I mentally create. But when I, like now listening to the show, is able to connect with you and Janine, and this is giving me the proper pencils to make it a pretty picture. And a shout out to Janine. I'm having the best time listening in to your grounded energies. You said something along the line about how creativity can't be forced. Something there just clicked with me. This show is such food for thought. And just so everybody knows, the reason why I read Simon's, Simon's in like another country, so it's a little harder to call in. The rest of you guys, I'm happy to read, but I want you guys to call in and experience the sharing from your own power and your own center. So the people in the United States, I try to encourage you guys to call in.
Call in, but, right? That would be nice. Or write in, I guess.
Call in, share your voice, share your frequency. And you're sharing even when you don't call in. I don't want you to feel pressured. I just want you to know, Simon's... he's in the Netherlands or something, or
Norway, maybe.
Norway, yeah. I mean, somewhere far away, where it's not as easy to call in, you know, because it's after 9 and the calls are free, kind of thing. So
right, but it's a
an international call.
As we've been talking all night, this is about what he said about when things just start clicking in that moment, where you know, it's like it's that Helen Keller moment where, oh, you got it, you know. And
well, right. And
yeah,
think about how much life changes when we get it. I mean,
yeah,
you
yeah
know, it truly is big.
And so much of the time when we think something's not working correctly, we just have to let me flip that perspective and you'll actually see that it's working really well, you know. And it's like, you know, and from there, probably you're just moments away from integrating.
Exactly. It will be darkest before the dawn. Trust it, though. Thank you. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, thank you, Michelle. Yeah, Michelle and Simon are having a love affair on the wall. I love you guys. I love you. Michelle, I love you. All of you. All of you. Susan, I love you and I miss you. I want you to share so divinely. I want you to share the beautiful art that you created whenever you're ready. Whenever you're ready. But I would love it if you shared soon. And new people. Anybody new? I would love it if you guys shared too. So we're at the top of the hour, though. In fact, there's one caller. I don't even know who it is, but share your contact information.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thanks. I have two websites, jlkimmel.com, and you can see my art and about me and some of my processes, and or contact me if you have something you want to talk about. And my other website where you can also see some beautiful posters and my books is springtreepress.com. And, thanks, Goldie. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And another reality show, obviously, Thursday nights. And the same link for the Mystical Mother Earth show, I just retitled it to do it, you know, with Janine on Mondays. And remember, this Monday we'll have a replay of last week, and then we'll be live on Tuesday from 8 to 10.
Right.
And if anybody's interested in, energy work or you know, any kind of hypnosis or mentoring, I'm open. It's all good. I love you guys so much, Janine. I love you. Michelle
you
and Simon and Art and Kathy G and Polar Bear and all you guys. You guys are amazing. You really are. This whole experience, I just can't tell you, there's a family. We're all a family here. And, you know, there's love, there's respect, and there's a commonality, clearly, that I really believe we're all going to the same place. And at some point, we're going to walk through a portal, and we're all going to be standing there cracking up with our, you know, another reality show mugs, you know, filled with whatever fairy dust or water or coffee or whatever it is, and we're just going to sit around in the etheric fire, and we are going to laugh and giggle about all the days leading up to us going through our full-fledged ascension. I believe that with all my heart. And I'm incredibly grateful that we're all here. Thank you. Thank you. I love you all.
Good night, everybody.
Good
Thank
night,
you.
Everybody. Thank you, Janine. I love you, babe.
I love you, too.
You've been experiencing another reality show with Golden Hawk. Another reality show is live Thursdays 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, or listen and be enlightened anytime that works for you. Questions or comments? Email the show, goldenhawkfeather@yahoo.com. That's goldenhawkfeather@yahoo.com. Also, visit us on the web at www.anotherrealityshow.com. Remember, all you rule breakers, misfits, troublemakers, all you free spirits and pioneers, all you visionaries and nonconformists, everything the establishment has told you is wrong with you is actually what is right with you. You see things others don't. You're hardwired to change the world. And unlike 9 out of 10 people, your mind is irrepressible and you were born to be a revolutionary. And here at Another Reality Show, we salute you. Stay amazing and keep on flying. Good night.